Parshas Bamidbar, Beis Tfila, Tofshin Ein Vav. Vaydaber Hashem El Moshe Bamidbar Sinai Ba'oyel Moyed. The very first pasuk, this week's parsha, is discussing Hashem speaking to Moshe in the Oyel Moyed. Says the Medrash Rabbah, right here, Perek Aleph, Ois Gimel. The Medrash Rabbah points out that Hashem, till now, has spoken to Moshe all over the place. Hashem spoke to Moshe at the snare. Hashem spoke to Moshe in Midian. Hashem spoke to Moshe in Eretz Mitzrayim. Hashem spoke to Moshe at Har Sinai. Says the Medrash, Kevan she'omad oyel moed, once the oyel moed got erected, Omar, Hashem says, Yofehi hatzniyus, modesty is beautiful, is yofe, is nice. She'ne'mar v'atznei leches im Elokecha. Harehu medaber imoy ba'oyel moed. For tznius reasons, Hashem now speaks to Moshe in the oyel moed. V'chein David oimer kol kvudo shel basmelach pnima mimish b'otzai zav levusha.
Why wasn't this said in
Vayikra? I mean, I think there as well, Hashem speaks to him in Oyel Moed, but the Medrash speaks up over here. It's a good point. This is where the Medrash is to be found. He raises the point on this pasuk. You are right, it's not the first time Hashem has spoken to Moshe. Maybe the fact that the Torah now speaks out again, Oyel Moed, is maybe the Medrash learns is to teach me the Zafka, there's a reason. It's not the Mikra he spoke to him on the way, it was designed, it was planned that way, it was supposed to be that way. Does it say ever again that he spoke to him on the way?
No, this is the first time.
I didn't check it out.
Because the Mishkan was made.
Right. Maybe it's the first time it's extra, I didn't look it up. But this is where the Medrash is to be found, on this pasuk. The question we need to understand, tznius, is it something to be ashamed of? Are we to be embarrassed that Hashem is speaking to Moshe Rabbeinu? Is there something wrong with it? Isn't tznius to hide something that's not dignified? A person needs to be relieved. He goes to a mokum tzanua. Even in the mikveh, where everything is open, but there's one door that's there in the bathroom. Even the mikveh, the showers, they don't give you any privacy. There's no privacy in the mikveh. There's only one place to get privacy. In the bathroom with the mikveh, they give you privacy. Because it's a degrading act a human being has to do. It's not at fault, it's not he didn't do anything wrong, but the ma'aseh, it's very degrading. So they give him some snooze. I was once at Auschwitz, not that old, but as a tourist I went there and I saw in the barracks the Germans deliberately put the bathroom toilets in the middle of the room facing each other. In the middle of the room, no mechitzas to degrade, it was to degrade the prisoners there to feel like behemoths. So if there's something lacking, there's something missing, that Hashem needs to speak to Moshe Rabbeinu, but snooze, are we embarrassed or something? Is there something wrong with this? Adarabba, that Hashem speaks to Moshe Rabbeinu is a great comfort, as it says in Parshas Vayetzchanon, Hashoma amel koyel elokim medaber mitoicha eish kasher shomat atov vayechi. It's something to be proud of. Hashem speaks to Am Yisrael. Why is it we need mokum snooze? We have to hide and be in the oil moyet. The answer is So we're making a mistake. And this is the biggest straight we're learning from over here. Snius is not to hide something, it's undignified. Adarabba. It comes out of dignity that we have the concept of snius. It's because we're dignified, not because we're undignified. The Medrash Tanchuma in Parshas Bechukosai, Ois Dalet. The Tanchuma Yoshon. It says over there, Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachman was walking with Rabbi Yonasan Ben Uziel, Ben Elazar. They were in the marketplace, and Rabbi Shmuel asked Rabbi Yonasan, Shaneli Perek Echad, teach me a Perek. Teach me some Torah. Omar Lei said, yes, but not now. Leich le Beis HaTalmud. Go to the shul. Go to the Beis Medrash. Vani Eshne le Ois Hashem. I will teach it to you there, but not in the marketplace. So why? What's wrong with over here? Adrabba, Torah, haven't you seen? So he tells him back. Hamargolis heichonim keres. Where are diamonds sold? In the street. At the shuk, you'll see stalls of fruits, apples, oranges, potatoes. These are stalls in the marketplace in the open. There are no diamonds to be sold in the open. Where are the diamonds sold? Inside. Inside Chadorim, inside special areas, that's where you have precious diamonds. If a diamond sold in the street, you're mavaza the diamond. It looks like a forgery. It's a fake. I was once in South Africa, I just remember, I went to the market, and this Schwarzer came over to me, and he showed me this watch. Do you want to buy the watch? So I realized it must be stolen. I said no. But if someone comes and sells you something nice in the market, you're mevazer it. So therefore, he was telling him, Torah, adarabba, it's like a diamond. You're mevazer the Torah. So we're seeing that snius is adarabba. It's because of dignity. And so therefore here as well, since Am Yisrael the level has gone up, therefore it's covered. The covered is that adarabba, not everyone can see, not everyone can be present and watch how Hashem speaks to Moshe Rabbeinu. Adarabba, so choshuv, it was done with snius. In Melachim base Perek Chaf, we're told about Chizkiyo got ill. And he was told that you'll be saved. And as a sign, Hashem moved the sun, Eser Malois. The whole sun moved back. It's an amazing thing that Chizkiyo, the great Chizkiyo. And says the pasuk as following. Bro'isai, Sholach, Bradan, Broidach, Baladon, Ben Baladon, Melech Bovel. The king of Bovel came to visit, sent to visit Chizkiyo, Kishoma Kichola Chizkiyo. He heard that Chizkiyo was ill. How did he hear? Because the sun moved. That was going on. Morning, it was afternoon. Very nice. So Chizkiyo hosts the king of Bavel. And he takes him on a tour. Not to Yad Vashem. And not to Chvezin Shvaz, to see the Knesset. He takes him. Vayarem is called Beis Nechoisai. He shows him the treasures. Esa kese, vesa zo, vesa psomim, vesa shemen atoiv, ves beis, keilov, ves kolash and insa boitzreiso. He showed him all the royal treasures. Velo yadovo shelo yherem chizkiyo. There was nothing he held back. He didn't show him. Beveisei v'chol memshaltoi. What's that adding? Says Rashi, says Chazal, Esa oroin va'aluchos v'sefer Torah. He took him on a tour to show him the treasures, and he showed him the luchos and the arayin and sefer Torah. The next pasuk, Vayoyimer Yeshayo el Chizkiyo, Shma Dvar Hashem. Yeshayo is sent. Yeshayo the Novi is sent to give a rebuke to Chizkiyo. Hine yomim boim, days will come. Venosa kol asher beveischa, asheyotzu avisecha. All your treasures that your forefathers have hoarded at ayoyim hazeh, bovelo lo yivase dover amashem. All your treasures will be taken down to bovel. Umi bonecha asheyotzu mimcha, and your children ashetoyid yukach veimusarisim lebecha amelech bovel. Even your children will be taken, your descendants will be taken, and they will be slaves to Melech above. Makara. It's a middle connected middle. You show your treasures, and you, it says the Yalkut Shimoini, you dare to show my luchos. You show them, you'll be taken now. As middle connected middle, you lose them all. Everything will be taken away. Why? Why are you showing him? Why are you showing him? You see? It's a lack of tznius. The dignity is it's private. That's dignity. If it's open to the public, then you're mevazeh. You're mevazeh my luchos. We're seeing the concept of tznius, not because we're embarrassed, because it's so chashuv. I truly believe that 20 years ago, they opened Buckingham Palace to tourists. Tourists, any tourist can go, you pay the money, and you go on a tour. It's a limited tour, you know, you can't go wherever you want. There's certain areas of Buckingham Palace that open. Ah, Tuvia, am I right? Tuvia. Huh? I believe it's a tremendous bizoyan to the Queen. It's a bizoyan. It's a bizoyan. Am I correct? It's a busha. That anyone can go into Buckingham Palace, it's a busha. She needs money, my charasot. She needs money. That's the only reason why. But it's a busha, because Be'etzem, the Queen, other up, private appointment. Can't just some walk in. Right? Oh, two agrees with me. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Chof Amad Aleph says, referring to the way we do a levaya, Mokim shenogu anoshim lotzei sachar amita yoytzeis. If the custom is for the women to accompany the levaya, the mace, if they are behind the mace, that's a fine minag. But if ne'a amita yoytzeis, all the minag could be to go in front of the mita. Tosfos brings the Yerushalmi. What's the logic? If they should go in front of the mitzvah, because he should go mumitzah lo'ilam, death came about through Chava. She brought death to the world. That's the reason why they should go first. And what's the svar that they should go behind the mitzvah? Lefi shegnai lebnois Yisrael shehistaklu behen anoshim. It's degrading for bnois Yisrael that men should look at them. That's the reason why they should go behind the mitzvah. Not because of hiru, not because the men will have hiru, and that's not the reason why. But it's a busha, it's a lack of their dignity that they can be seen by other people. We're learning over here a new concept of tznius. Tznius is not because we're embarrassed. Adarab. It's because of dignity. It's a dignity. The most degrading comment, you call a woman as a harlot. Why is the harlot so degrading? Because you have no self-dignity. You sell yourself for money. That's busha. And the opposite is dignity is covered. The covered is, there's an oil moyed snius. I'm going to speak to you but snius. When the king confines with his ministers, it's not done in public for everyone to see. It's a lack of covered. Only the ministers can come in and speak to the king and work things out. Because that's new dignity. That's dignity. It's a message. Women, for them, by them, the most effective with Hilchot Snius, it's not because there's something wrong. Adarabba, because they're so choshuv. A bas is so choshuv. She shouldn't. She doesn't want to be seen. She's a bas melech. It's a busha. When Chizkiyahu showed the luchais, it was a busha. He was degrading the luchais. Adarabba, it's exclusive club. It's exclusive. Not everyone can come. Today, this is so nagia in modern times. So I've been told, as someone told me, a mumcha told me, that today, in because of the internet and modern technology, we've lost our privacy. Everyone's being monitored. You're being watched. You're being watched. You're the Google, the chevra there watching you. They're reading your emails. You send emails in Google. They're watching. They're reading your emails. They're analyzing who you are. Who are your friends? They're even watching. There's a guy who works in this. He told me this. They are watching your phone. They see you through your phone. They see where you are. They know exactly where the stores are. They know which stores you hang out in. It's all being monitored. They know exactly who your friends are. They're reading your Facebook, whatever you put up there. They are connecting to your working and analyzing you and your friends. That what interests you, wherever you Google, they're remembering that, and then they send you adverts. We're losing. It's all the epic of news, and people put up on the book on the Sefer Aponim. Where's the Sefer Aponim? Facebook. People, they all signed up in the Sefer Aponim, and they all the Machadosh Chidushim over there. It's all the opposite of Tznius. It's the opposite. Adarabba, I have my world I built. I'm not for sale. I'm not for public. First, you should be building the old world, not trying to impress other people. It's all lack of Tznius. So this is the message we learned that Kadosh Baruch Hu speaks to Moshe Boreil Moed, because we bnei Melachim and dignity to be exclusive. We're not for public display. In Perek Beis, Pasuk Beis, we learn about the Dgolim. In fact, this is the first time, even though this is the third count, the first time we are given the Dgolim, the flags. Every tribe, there's Shevet Ruvain, he has a flag, and Shevet Shimon, and Shevet Yisachar, and Zvulun, everyone gets their flag and their tribe. The question is, why did we wait till now? Listen, we're already in Chumash Bamidbar. We've been counting Am Yisrael previously. Why is it we have to wait till Chumash Bamidbar to get that Golim? Says the Emes LeYakov. He says there's a tremendous danger when to having tribes. There's potential friction. Why? Because once, instead of treating everyone equal, you're all Klaus, are all the same. You're making groups. It's Shevet Ruven, Shevet Shimon. And once you make a group, there's a concern that there'll be friction, that Hamachloikas, Anash, it's called Anshe Shleimenu. What's that? What do you mean? My party, you're from a different party. Get out of here. Keep away from me. Because you belong to a different club. There's competition. You vote for a different party than I do. You have a different rapper, different chassid. Ooh! There's a tremendous potential for machlekas and friction. That's why till now, it wasn't offered. It wasn't the service that was offered to have different shvatim doing different things. Manishtano, what changed now? Since now there's a mishkan in the middle, and if everyone's centered around the mishkan, there's a common aim to everyone. Now there's a mocking for shvatim. Since every shevet has its avodas Hashem, every Shevet has its flag, its derech. But since they're all centered around the same nucleus, the Hashuas Hashchina, the Hakadosh Baruch is in the middle, then you can have Achdus Adarabba, like different divisions in the same army. The Marines, there's the Air Force, there's the tanks. Each one's different. Each one has their own tafkid. But once they're all serving the same headquarters, there's a central headquarters giving directions, and they're all listening to the orders from there. So maybe there's no friction because everyone appreciates that he has his tafkid, and appreciates that the other division has their tafkid. Gevaldik. That's very important in every city, shkuna, district. You have different shuls, different communities, different people. So if it's just me and you, then who? You have Anash, is our shul. How dare you? How dare you also compete with us? Could be very dangerous. But if Adrabah, we're all for Kodesh Baruch Hu. So we have our derech, you have your derech, Adrabah. We're all serving the same purpose. We're all soldiers from the same army. We'll serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I have my avodas Hashem. You have your avodas Hashem. I'll respect you. You'll respect me. Gevaldik. That's what Yaakov Kamenetsky says in a Sefer Emes LeYaakov. That's why till now the Dgalim weren't offered, because there wasn't a central Mishkan. That's what he says. But in the Medrash, I think we see a bit different. In Perek Beis, Pasuk Beis, it says, "Ish al digloi ba'isos leveis avoisom." They were camped leveis avoisom, based on their forefathers' bites. Yachnu bnei Yisrael. That's how they camped. It says Rashi, they were camped in the same structure as was done by Yaakov Avien when they left Mitzrayim, and when he took Yaakov to bury him. In Parshas Vayechi, from Mitzrayim to Eretz Yisrael, Yaakov has set out the exact order: which son is going to stand where. And it was exactly the state of the Dgalim of today is based on the same structure that Yaakov set out. Reuben's here, Yudah's there, and it's the Veis Avoisom. The Yaakov Shimoni, Ois Tofresh Pei Zayin, explains. When Hashem revealed himself at Har Sinai, he came down with 22,000 Revavais Merkavei Shemalachim. 22,000 of Revavais of 10,000. V'yukulam asuyim dgalim dgalim. Shenemar dogul mervava. The Revavais Shemalachim. And Amisah saw these multitudes of Malachim. There's different groups. There's the Yifanim and the Srafim and the Chayes HaKodesh. The Malachim also have Dgalim, different groups. And Am Yisrael, Avim le Dgalim. So we also would like to be like the Malachim, would also like to have Dgalim. Halavai Hashem will give us Dgalim as well. Diglu olai ahavo. Halavai Hashem would love us and give us the Dgalim. Says Hashem, you know what? I appreciate you want it so much. I'll give it to you. Shenemar Yemale Hashem Kol Mishalo Yisecho. So the Yalkut's telling us that the Dgalim came about through a tremendous shi'ifa, aspiration to be like the Malachim. Amazing. Such a high aspiration. On the other hand, says the Tanhuma, Oisches, once Hashem told Moshe, okay, we're going ahead with the Dgalim. We're making flags. Hischil makes it. Moshe got very worried. Oy vavoy, what's going to be? There's going to be machlekes between the Shvatim. Because when I tell a Shevet, camp over there, they're going to say, no, we need to camp over there. If I tell Yudah to camp in the Tzofin, they'll say, no, we need to camp in the Doraim. It'll be tremendous machlekes. Said HaKadosh Baruch Hu, don't worry about it. You don't have to worry. Because it's the Veis HaVoisom, it's already been set up, there's a rigid There's a rigid structure based on Yaakov Avinu. Everyone knows where they have to camp. But we see that even though the Dvarim came about through a spiritual aspiration, there was a major concern, it still may lead to machlokes. And each one say, no, I need to be there, I need to go there. isn't that a contradiction? If it's so spiritual, how can machlokes arise out from it? Well, say the Bali Musa, Rabbi Leo Lopian, Rabbi Chasman, we see from here how careful a person has to be. Even though he may be doing a tremendous mitzvah, but there's still Yetzirah. The Yetzirah doesn't go to sleep. And could be within your mitzvah, he's sending up, he's mixing in a bit of gaiva, a bit of haughtiness, a bit of kavod. And there's a danger, he may twist that mitzvah to turn into machlokes. If the gabbah gives you an aliyah, and then your friend gets a shlishi, or a shishi, oy vavoy, what could happen? Even though you just did the mitzvah, you got aliyah to the Torah, your mamash u'mechaven. But now your friend got a shlishi, World War III could break out. So therefore, that's what we're learning from over here. Even though it stemmed from a terrible, incredible spiritual aspiration to be like the Malachim, there still was a tremendous danger of machlekes. Therefore, a person has to be careful when even he's doing a mitzvah, he must always be on guard. Is there something negative happening in my mitzvah? Maybe the Yetzirah is trying to twist my mitzvah to do something bad. And as we say in our vidui, in the vidui on Yom Kippurim, we say, "Manoy ma'alafonecho," and we say, "Alekol ani storos v'aniglos atayodea." With that Hashem, we're about to say vidui, and you know ani storos, which means we don't know about it, so we can't really do vidui on something we don't know what we did. And we say, "You know that aniglos, I revealed chatoim." What's revealed? Why do you have to give this introduction? Just go and say vidui. What's the introduction of the niglois? Says the Beroli Apian. Because even in our nigle, we think we did a mitzvah. But maybe deep down there's a nistar. In that mitzvah there's a certain element of avera. And that we're not aware of. So we have to say vidui even about our niglois. Well, it seems to be a good thing. But there's still danger that some negative things could crop in. Minag Yisrael is that after davening, the whole shul goes to say good Shabbos to the Rav. By the Hasidim, they all go and say good Shabbos to the Rebbe. In Yeshiva, the Brachim go and say to the Rosh Yeshiva. On Rosh Hashanah, it could take a long time. The Gosev, the Chosem, the Alta, the Chaim, Toiv, and the Sholem. It takes a long time. I've always felt it's a bit chaval hazman, a bit of waste of time. There's so many people going. He doesn't need me. What's the point? Say the good Shabbos, Mama, what's the big deal? Well, why spend time? Chaval. This year, learning Parshas Bamidbar, I think there's a smach for this idea. It is important to go and say the good Shabbos. The Ramban in Perek Aleph, Pasuk Mem Hei, says Lo yivanti tam mitzvah zois, lama tiva b'Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Says Ramban, I don't understand what's the purpose of counting Am Yisrael right now. B'shulma. What's the purpose of all this? You want to make this golem, make this golem. Why do you have to recount Am Yisrael? Bishwilma. Yidia tamispor lo yadati lo matziva sheidu oisei. Was it important to know how many Yidin are there? So the Ramban answers, maybe it's the teacher's chesed Hashem that they came down, there are only 70 Jews who came down to Mitzrayim. Now there's so many. Ve'oid. Says Ramban, it's not counting them, because we need the counts. It's a chesed to them. It's an opportunity for them to come in front of Moshe Rabbeinu. Says Ramban, Ki abo lifnei av hanaviim, v'noyed elem b'shmoy. Are you coming as an individual to be counted in front of Moshe? Yeh b'dov hazeh z'chus v'chaim. Ki simu aleihem einom l'toiva. Moshe will put on you his good eye. U'bikshu aleihem rachamim. By all the armies who are coming, it's not really necessary. It's really not necessary to be counted. But for them to be counted, it's an excuse for them to meet Moshe Rabbeinu eye to eye, even though it's for 1 second. They're just giving information and going weiter. It's a schus, Moshe can daven for them. Hashem Elo Yikei V'seichem Yoytsef Aleichem Kochem Elef Pomim. I think this is a source for many Klal Yisrael, is that the whole Kahal goes in front of the Rav, even if it's a quick good Shabbos. It's not very emotional, it doesn't have time to schmooze with you. But it's the idea, I think, this idea of getting, giving a chance to come to the Rav and get a bracha. He looks at you. So I spoke to one of the Hasid, I spoke to David Dovich, who's a Hasid over there. I asked him, what did he say? He said, yeah, of course. This is the source of the Hasidim. He told me that the Hasidim bring this as a raya. This concept, the Hasidim are very makpid to go and say, could you answer to the Rebbe? In Perek Beis Pasuk Yudzayin, V'nosa oyel moed machana levim utocha machanos. So the way things are set up, the levim are in the middle. And even when they travel, you have machna yudo going first, and the oyel travels in the middle. It says the Chofetz Chaim al HaTorah, that this is the way it has to be. That the Oroin, the Torah has to be in the center of Klal Yisrael. The same way the Bima is in the center of the Shul. The Eitz HaChaim was the Soich HaGan, says the Targum, is Be'emtza. The Lev is also, the heart of a person is in the middle of his body, in the central part of his body, because it has to give life outwards. Likewise, the Torah has to be the central part of Klal Yisrael. Margoshas Alev is that we have different parts of Klal Yisrael. You have Yom Day Torah, learn Torah all day. Yeah, people work for Parnasa. It has to be that the Torah is equal to everyone. Meaning, everyone should be saying Ava Rabba with the same passion. The Ava's Torah, everyone should be exactly the same. The connection, the love of Torah should be the same. Some people, they are learning. Some people are working for the parnasa. But the Torah should be the same distance to everyone. It has to be the center of Klal Yisrael. Cannot be a difference. A last point. Balevim yachnu soviv la mishkan eidus. This is Perek Aleph, Pasuk Nun Gimel. Roye ketzev al adas bnei Yisrael. V'shomu alavim is mishmeres mishkan eidus. Okay, so we have, this is an ancient, from ancient times, that once upon a time there used to be a mishkan, used to be in the midbar, and the mishkan was in the middle, and the levim were camped around it to protect the mishkan. Shkoyach. That was a history lesson, right? That was ancient history. Is that Nogea today? Levim, Mishkan, Tabernacle. Zog the Ramban. Hadin Shmiro Shanema Kamba Levim. Einu Mugba La Mishkan. This is not something special for the Mishkan. Elu Mitzvah Deirois. For Deirois, there has to be Mishmeres. מכאן תיקנו המשמרת במקדוש. For Torah is a person, there has to be protection for the Torah. Why am I saying this? I just have Goshas Halev. I was at a shul this week, and I see a respectable gentleman, a grandfather, Ish Mechubad. He's in shul, waiting for the davening. What's in his hand? His shidduch, his wife, his life, his phone. He has his phone. Today you get married to your phone. So he has his love over there. And I happened to see what was on his screen. He wasn't shooting anyone. But he was playing chess. I know there was some chessboard on the screen. He was very, very mamish. Biyun Rav was making decisions what to do over there. And I say, Ish Mechubad, not a youth. An Ish Mechubad. What?
In the middle of the
he was waiting, he was inside the shul and he was waiting for the davening to start. Okay, now I'm not criticizing him, I would be the same. If I would have one of those phones, I'm not saying I'm better than anyone else. I just don't have such a phone. I'm just saying, there has to be some takon, something has to be done. The chazal, shashats, reading emails, chazal, you see people, chazal, shashats, going like this all the time, non-stop. There has to be something done. It's a busha. In the shuls, can't design such a thing. We have nisyonis, this door that we never had before. Lo yadavar kaze. It never happened. There's so much to do, to do nothing. It's so easy to do nothing. Ain't safe. You could be ain't safe doing nothing, but inside the shul, it's a mitzvah. The doyros of mishmeres. Something has to be done. Our next shir in 5 minutes' time, we will do Birkas HaTorah Part 2, discussing the shvuah's tragedy of Birkas HaTorah. Do we? Okay, we need eitzas to solve the shvuah's tragedy. Make sure on shvuah's you're covered by Birkas HaTorah. You're not learning Torah and you're mabat the mitzvah deraisa. Go ahead, thank you very much. Just turn off. I turned something off.